This is one of those challenging weekends, isn't it? In the house of the Lord, we were we spent some time this morning, the worship team, in prayer, of course, for ahead of the time of worship, but also because we were all quite candid in sharing our hearts from the standpoint that it's a difficult dichotomy when you love the Lord. And you know that he sees the end from the beginning of all of these things in our lives, and he numbers our days, and we can trust him. We can have that assurance in him. But it is that odd dichotomy, because on one hand, there's this loss. There's a grieving that's going on alongside our brother Chris. But at the same time, there's the understanding that Alicia is having a better day than any of us could ever imagine right now, rejoicing in the goodness of the presence of the Lord. So I just want to encourage you today, as we go before him and as we make our praise a footstool for the Lord this morning, that he gives us the word that says he'll give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So let's just put this on the altar and say, Lord, we love you. We want to praise you. We exalt you. By the same token, Lord, hold up, and we put on the altar Chris this morning, that your tender mercies would just cover him and bathe him, Lord, in your goodness, in the assurance, Lord, that you saw this, that even though it blindsided us, it didn't surprise you, Lord, and that you are going to take care of your servant. Hallelujah. Thank you.